This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, so Mark Reardon Show on a Monday afternoon. A couple of cases that went before the Supreme Court today. Ilya Shapiro is going to join us after the bottom of the hour. And then I mentioned, you know, we had our friend Alex Rich on last Wednesday. And I think he called an audible. Alex played Division I baseball at Indiana. He actually backed up Kyle Schwarber, which means he didn't play very much. But he's a big IU guy, and he was at the win over Ohio State, so he's got some stories to share right before Sue's news. Sue's off today, though. She'll be back on Thursday, taking a few days off for her anniversary. She's been married a year already, which is kind of crazy. We also have some, a lot of sports news this afternoon, including the baseball winter meetings underway. I think we're going to try to visit with Matt Pauley, who's down there this week, as we get moving toward the end of the week. But Frank Cusimano joins us, as he always does on a Monday, and that's coming up at about 4:45 or so. Josh Hammer back with us, Newsweek senior editor-at-large, the host of the Josh Hammer Show. You hear that Saturdays at 1 p.m. on 97.1 FM Talk. Josh, how are you this afternoon?
Mark, I'm doing just great. I hope that you had a great Thanksgiving holiday week and a half ago as well, my friend.
It was outstanding. I had my grandson who was in town, so yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
It was a lot of fun, and here we are. I can't believe we're sitting like almost 2 weeks before Christmas, which is kind of nuts the way that the time is going by. But one of my favorite topics, you know, I don't know if you and I have ever really talked about this. I've always been over the climate change BS narrative, because I'm not, I would describe myself, and I don't know how you would label or if you like labels, but I'm not a climate change denier. I understand the climate's changed. There's been periods of warming, but I'm a lukewarmer. So I don't know how much we're actually causing the warming. But here's what I know for sure. I know we can't do anything about it, really, right? So the climate alarmism and the apocalyptic version of what this country might be like right now in 2025. If you go back to the New York Times in 1995, all the beaches were supposed to be gone. All this stuff was supposed to happen. Then you can go to 2004 and read The Guardian with the same predictions of 25 or 30 years. That hasn't happened. Then you can listen to Greta Thunberg from the last 10 years. We're supposed to be underwater. So none of this has really come to fruition. At what point do people stop buying into this nonsense?
Well, Mark, it's not entirely clear that there was a singular moment that I can point to as being the inflection point, but what I did write about in my column this past week was that it occurred to me that at some undefined point, let's call it maybe over the past year, maybe since the election of Donald Trump, it seems to me that if we're trying to take various data points and forge them together to create a political narrative, it seems to me that the left has made something of a conscientious effort to distance itself from the climate change alarmism, catastrophism, whatever you want to call it, that had really characterized them for years and years and years. And the first thing that really caught my eye and really kind of galvanized me to do a little further digging was this somewhat remarkable blog post that Bill Gates put up on his website, gatesnotes.com. There was really no one talking about it. It broadly escaped attention, at least in my media circles. And he posted this on October 28th. And it was in advance of the COP30 climate change boondoggle summit. And he basically said that the so-called doomsday view of climate change is just wrong. He said that this is wrong, that is wrong to say that the world is going to start burning up, the polar ice caps are going to melt. And let's be clear, this is Bill freaking Gates. I mean, this is the guy
who's been saying all these things for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's arguably been no one more than like Al Gore, who was more front and center and publicly identified with this particular change. I mean, in the same blog post, Gates even said that, quote, using more energy is a good thing. More energy, because it's so closely correlated with economic growth. And like, I read that. I was like, what is going on there? And then I saw in the Wall Street Journal just about a week ago or so, there was this study that came out in a journal called Nature, which is a pretty well-known journal in scientific circles. And they had this study that came out in April 2024. And the study predicted that by the turn of the next century, by the year 2100, unless CO2 emissions and various other emissions are dramatically reduced, they predicted there will be a 62% decline in global economic output. And to little fanfare, they actually formally retracted that study just like a week ago, a year and a half later, because they found that the underlying data was flawed.
Well, wait, let me stop you right there, because this is important. They didn't correct the paper, right? This is an important distinction. They didn't make corrections. They retracted it because they had to.
Correct. It's the most... I don't say most shameful, but it really is in some way like the most shameful thing that you can do after publishing an academic study.
After it's been cited 168 times, you know, in other publications.
Right. I mean, exactly right. Nature is a very well-known journal. And their bottom line conclusion was so flawed that they said, you know what, this is bunk and we have to pull the whole thing a year and a half later. So you look at these data points, and there's some other polling data as well. Long story short, fewer people today are confident that man is the lead contributor to climate change. Fewer people are confident today than they were as recently as 7-8 years ago or so. And it seems like the left is having something of a sobering moment on this issue. And this is a winning issue for Republicans. It's a winning issue for the right for fairly obvious reasons, I would say. And look, I mean, the cynic, someone who's a GOP partisan might say, okay, this is going to deprive Republicans of a winning issue. But I think anyone who has the common good, I mean, the general welfare of the American people as their lead concern would say that this is an unambiguously good thing because, frankly, these policies for way too long have harmed way too many people.
Absolutely. And, you know, it is interesting. There is a bunch of things, and they don't get a lot of coverage, to your point, that have kind of happened over the course of the last 6 months, even year, which have really forced this climate house of cards to come falling down. And you know, I have to think to myself, because I've been talking about this on the radio for 3 decades, what if we would have put a lot of that energy about all the climate alarmism and the sky is falling into talking about ways to adapt to the situations that the climate will continue to present, because that's where the focus needs to be. The conversation needs to be about adaptation. Now, Josh, I've always said, look, if we lose California in the whole deal, is that really a big loss anyway? We'll have beachfront property in Las Vegas, so I think there's some wins there. But it would be nice, as someone who has followed this and rolled my eyes at all the nonsense over the years and talked to people, like even down, you know, not too far from where I am right now at the University of Missouri, the lead climate Dr. Anthony Lupo, who's been on my show many times, and he's not a climate change alarmist guy. He keeps this into perspective.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Roy Spencer down in Alabama. So there are voices that are saying in this climate debate, they've been there for all these decades, they just don't get amplified the way the rest of these people do, and now maybe we're going to get a little bit back to sanity here on this issue. Sanity, I hope so.
Yeah, it seems that that is happening, and it's hard to say. Look, I mean, to be clear, there is an extent of I will believe the full, you know, the full breadth of this when I actually see it. You know, when I see more elected Democratic officials actually talk the talk. It's one thing for Bill Gates, who's not official, to have something of an intellectual change of heart. I think it's something else for someone like a Jasmine Crockett or an AOC or whatever. So there's an element of I will believe it when the elected officials actually do it. But look, I mean, I guess the most straightforward way to try to analyze this from a political perspective is that if this does actually happen, if the intellectual headwinds actually do translate into real political and public policy changes, is that this is clearly an issue where the left has identified that they are just woefully out of touch. Now, are they going to do the same thing when it comes to other issues where they're woefully out of touch? When it comes to immigration is maybe the single most obvious example, when it comes to the transgender debate and biological males, women's sports and all that. I don't know. I've seen glimmers of it there. And we're going to start to see a lot of this play out sooner rather than later in the 2028 presidential primary, frankly. So we'll start to see just how much this translates. But for now, again, I think it's green shoots. It's encouraging, optimistic signs for the American people.
Josh Hammer with us, Stephanie. What did you make of all of the... And you know, I'm concerned that a lot of the people in this country really don't know the depths of this controversy in Minnesota with the Somalis and what we're looking at now, which could be a couple of billion with a B, dollars of fraud with the Medicare waste and the fake, you know, groups that were supposed to be feeding kids and all that stuff. I mean, it's unbelievable. But again, even politically, I think that Tim Walz has gotten off a little easy on this one.
Oh, yeah. He's gone off extremely easily so far. And by the way, another aspect to this genuine controversy, which is seems to me, based on what I've read thus far, seems to be one of the largest fraud scandals, just elements of public fraud, defrauding of the taxpayer. One of the largest public taxpayer defrauding scandals in American history, frankly, based on what I've gleaned thus far.
I think so.
And one of the elements of this is a little bit of, what did Kamala Harris know and when did she know it? I mean,
right.
Tim Walz looks bad enough, but let's not forget that Tim Walz was selected as the running mate, and this was well underway. I mean, most of the stuff goes back to COVID. I mean, most of these programs go back to COVID. So if Tim Walz and Keith Ellison and Ilhan Omar and all the various other Democratic elected officials in the state of Minnesota, if they were as complicit in trying to cover this up and try to hush-hush, shoo-shoo away any kind of asking questions to apply any kind of public light or scrutiny and just trying to do so in the name of so-called racism, if they were as complicit as it seems, then I mean, one of two things, Mark, has to be true when it comes to Kamala Harris. Either one, she knew about it and decided that it was not a big deal. That's pretty insane. Or two, she just had no idea about it, which just proves how grossly incompetent she is. And we kind of knew that all along.
Did they vet at all? Yeah. I mean, was there any vetting? Or do you just, to your point, do they just assume, you know what? We got the media on our side. That's not going to become a story. Josh Hammer with us this afternoon. You can hear him every Saturday at 1 p.m. here on 97.1 FM Talk. You have a great week. Thank you, Josh. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Mark.
Ilya Shapiro on deck. We got some cases that went before the Supreme Court in the last few days, including one today about presidential powers that's very interesting.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.